We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author, Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using their dream retirement process. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Always like to ask you how the kids are doing. School's not far away. Are they looking forward to that?
Well, not 100%, but the pool closed yesterday, so that was, now it's summer's coming to an end, so.
Yeah, for sure. And the dogs, you had a new dog or two, didn't you, last time we spoke?
Yes. We have an extra puppy that we kept, so anybody still wants Golden Doodles? Just kidding. So I just got back from walking them.
Wonderful. Sounds good. Hey, last week, let's talk Bertram Financial. Last week, Power Hour, some highlights from that you can share with the folks.
Yeah, so the Power Hour is actually in the beginning of August, so we just kind of been sharing, you know, a little bit more from each time. So kind of changed the format this last month, and every time we will have a tax talk portion, as well as the estate planning spotlight, which we'll highlight more next week, and our market update, which if you missed that, we talked about it last week, kind of went through a current market update. So just wanted to focus on the tax talk portion. It was part of the Universal Family Office, and really what that means is kind of taking, you know, the holistic planning gets talked about a lot where people say that word, but yet the meaning behind it and what it actually does, you know, they're not necessarily coordinating with everything as it should. And so the Universal Family Office that we were trying to talk about and model here is really making sure all aspects of your financial life are coordinated and working together. And so we had one of our CPAs on, Mark Brandenburg, talking just about that coordination and the fact that a lot of times taxes are the last thing that people think about. They don't really think about taxes until, you know, it's tax time, and then they get all their forms together and take it to the CPA and go, here you go. And the problem with that is then there's, you know, things that were done that we can't go undo, right? It was already done, and the CPA's job then is just to put in the information. There's not a whole lot they can do to help plan or for you or help do some proactive pieces and to reduce taxes. And so when we look at this, it's about looking at, and Mark really highlighted the two things. You know, you're looking about taxes, yes, now, but also a big picture, okay, and how it's going to affect your taxes, not just this year, but in years to come in different situations. And so one of the things we highlighted, and we've talked about it plenty of times, is investing. So if you have money that's not in an IRA, not in a Roth, how that is managed can have great impact, or I should say how it's managed or not managed, can have great impact on your taxes. So whether that be in the form of you getting carry through capital gains because it's in mutual funds and maybe you've kept your funds, but someone else maybe has sold and you ended up paying taxes. I know that Mark was saying that happened quite a few times this last year with clients coming in at tax time. They had this, you know, large taxes from the growth in their investments the year before, right? So in 2021, but by the time he's getting their taxes done this year in 2022, those investments are down, yet they're still paying high tax on it. And that's just one of the things that we really work towards, and that's why our portfolio manager is very connected with that on what they do in that portfolio is going to definitely affect taxes. And so being a tax efficient in investing, or even, you know, before you make sales, talking to you how that's going to affect it is important. So Mark was saying he gets to be the bad guy. He didn't make all the, you know, do all this, yet it's coming back on tax time because really the accounts weren't managed to be tax efficiently. So they ended up getting a bunch of taxes when they probably shouldn't have paid that. So that's one area. And the other area he highlighted was just Roth conversions. And talking about there's no like one size fits all that everybody should do a Roth conversion or not. There can be times that they are beneficial, and there can be times that in the end you end up, you know, might paying more if you convert everything to a Roth in a year. So it's really important when we are making decisions, especially like investment decisions, that taxes are part of it, and that's really what the Universal Family Office is talking about, is making sure that what we do in one area, that we're talking to another professional and at least being sure how it's going to coordinate with another area. So if you missed that and you want to go back and catch that on our Power Hour, or we have a snippet video just highlighting the tax talk, it's all available on our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. And what I would say right now is if you have investments that are not in an IRA or Roth especially, okay, so money that's in the market, not in an IRA or Roth, with the volatility this year, there could be a lot of opportunities, not just to manage for the performance level, which is also important, but also on the tax-efficient level. So there can be some ways to position your portfolio for good growth and maybe reduce some of the downside, but also take some, do some tax planning so you don't end up being hit with a bunch of taxes too, so that you can make your portfolio more tax efficient. So if you have money that's not an IRA or Roth, give us a call. You just go on our website, send us a message, give us a call, and let's just do a review of that to see if your investment is going to be tax efficient, or if you're going to be like one of those people with Mark, where at tax time, whether it's this year or a different year, you end up getting hit paying taxes on money that you have lost. So give us a call and we can go through that and review it.
Well, for sure. It's almost like you're shooting yourself in the foot. Hey, I had a great year, but I didn't get my team to do some things I should have, and now I'm paying for it the following year, and it's like you could have avoided that.
Yeah, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep, right?
So exactly.
Anyway, so that's in form of how the investments are managed and how tax efficient they are.
Make sure you catch up on that Power Hour and some of the highlights from that fabulous information on that, Michelle. Be sure to connect with Michelle and check out all their blogs and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com or by calling 608-987-1511. Michelle, thanks for joining us. Have fun with the kids there last week before school starts, and I hope they have a great first week of school. We'll check in with you again next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
You're very welcome. That's Michelle Bertram, Bertram Financial. This is The Morning Mess.